The Beat, 104.1 FM, where FM means your favorite music.
Good afternoon, everybody. Flight to Classics is brought to you today by 4Play Delhi, Sheraton Mall, and this radio station, The Beat 104, in a class by itself.
Trini Guyanese cuisine at its best.
4Play Delhi's got it.
We've got that taste you won't forget.
4Play Delhi.
Oh, how we aim to please ya. We wrap the rotis in front of ya. Great service with a smile, got your taste buds going wild. Rice and beef, salt, fish, chicken, lamb, and doubles on the list. You just can't refuse it at 4Play Delhi. We got the taste you won't forget.
4Play Delhi, located at Sheraton Mall.
Good afternoon and welcome aboard Flight 104 to Classics. Today, our aircraft is under the command of Captain Phil Forrester. The captain has informed me that our flying time will be approximately 3 hours to Classics International Airport. At this time, we ask that you fasten your seatbelts and increase the volume levels in your system as we perform our demonstration. Thank you for your attention. We will be airborne shortly.
Oh yeah, man, listen, the best music has already been made, just so you know. And this is a dancehall record from since in the 90s, though. Byronton Levy, Be Strong.
1993, and, to be exact.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now it's not only about the beat, though, is that the message the song is bringing, that despite what you're going through. And it in your view, it is so insuperable. You got to be strong in order to win over. That's the story of my life right there, though. Yeah, and that'd be the story of your life. Adversities make you strong. For real. Yeah, this is Flight to Classics, brought to you by 4Play Delhi Sheraton Mall. And don't forget, we're open tomorrow, Monday. The reason being is that Friday is a holiday. And you know, we love to serve you 5 days a week. We love to serve you 5 days a week. And we'll be delighted, overly delighted, to serve you tomorrow as well. Don't forget, our call to collect service, meaning that if you call us beforehand, if you want to have that, you pescatarians, for example, you want to have that saltfish and not saltfish, the dolphin rotis. You give us a call 10 minutes before you arrive. And your meal is going to be ready. The bus up shot. Anything you want, it will be ready by the time you get there. The traffic is horrendous. Time is money. And we don't have the time anymore. We're open tomorrow from 11 until 7 o'clock. We continue right now with the music. Yeah. And we got some more dancehall vibes. Our passengers are smiling gleefully. Some of them are doing the 6:30, and who in the doing the 6:30, who ain't strong enough like that, are doing the 3:15. Yeah.
What?
Which is half of 6:30, isn't it?
Oh my goodness.
Despite the fact, I ain't no mathematical genius. What I do though, if you ain't doing the 6:30.
But you should see the look on Captain Force's face back in the day when the ladies were doing the 6:30, and you were like, I don't need a clock anymore. I don't need a watch. I got the time right there. Oh, yeah. Your face was like...
Yeah, I just saw some passages in the dance floor doing the 6:30. This flight is brought to you by 4Play Delhi Sheraton Mall and this radio station, The Beat 104, in a class by itself. We'll be back right after these communications.
Trini Guyanese cuisine at its best.
4Play Delhi's got it.
We've got that taste you won't forget.
4Play Delhi.
Oh, how we aim to please ya. We wrap the rotis in front of ya. Great service with a smile, got your taste buds going wild. Rice and beef, salt, fish, chicken, lamb, and doubles on the list. You just can't refuse it at 4Play Delhi. We got the taste you won't forget.
4Play Delhi, located at Sheraton Mall.
The Beat 104.1 FM, where FM means your favorite music.
Oh yeah. A very good afternoon to you. I mean, the call center is going crazy today. I mean, the inrush of calls have been extraordinary. Everybody's calling today. They're enjoying the show. They're enjoying the conversation. As you know, though, this flight, this is the Ministry of Music, conversation and information. That's what we do. I mean, we don't get controversial here. We respect the views of the people, and it isn't political by any way, by any means at all. And it is against that background we appreciate the response to our conversations about the our conversation rather about Vibes Cartel performing in Barbados. And like I said, I do agree that it is Easter Sunday and perhaps a little red flag for me. But the whole idea that he should be denied entry into Barbados because of a conviction, you know, I don't know. I'm on the fence with that, but I respect the views of that passenger. Thank you so much for your contribution. Now, let me tell you once again about the weather before we get to Kathy. The present temperature is 31 degrees Celsius. The relative humidity is 61%. The wind is blowing from the east, southeast, at 19 kilometers per hour. The tide is low at the moment, but it will rise again at 4:21 this afternoon. The sun will set in the northwest at 6:11, but it will rise again from the east at 5:46 tomorrow morning. That's early. Today's forecast, mostly cloudy, mostly sunny. So there's this interesting mixture of sunshine and cloudy stuff going on. But if you're going to the beach, like I said before, please use loads of sunblock against your body to avert any medical challenge that may occur as a result of overexposure to the sun. Let my voice be the clearest you hear in this regard. Good afternoon, everybody. I like you a lot. Now, I have to say this, though. I have to say this without fear of being contradicted. But in my opinion, rugby is considered one of the dark horse sports in the Caribbean. I suppose largely because of the popularity of other sports, cricket, for example, tennis, football, track and field, to name a few. However, the West Indies Men and Women's Rugby Tropical 7 tournament gets on the way this April 18th and 19th in Tampa, Florida. Here to tell us about it is Public Relations Officer of the Barbados Football Rugby Union, Kathy Daniel. Good afternoon, Kathy.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Thank you. Now, I always like your vivacious spirit, though. You heard the word vivacious. I mean,
Kathy is always so
energetic, always smiling. If she's having a bad day, no one knows. Your vibe is
either they don't know or they don't live to tell the tale.
Oh my goodness. Well, that's a different conversation, yeah. Baby. That's a different conversation.
Different.
So let's get to it, though. Now, Kathy, you've been involved with rugby forever, it seems.
It feels that way.
Now, the extent to which players call you Auntie Kathy.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Yes.
How did you become involved with the sport? Auntie Kathy. There you go.
I have one biological child who started playing rugby when we were living in the Cayman Islands. Mm. And that was, oh boy, Jiminy Cricket, that's enough years ago, yeah? Anyway, that's about 17 years ago. Hello. No, good. More than that, more than 18. Anyhow, a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So my son got involved with rugby because he made friends with a young man from Wales. Mm. Now, the Welsh are about rugby the way Barbados and several other Caribbean territories are about cricket.
Right.
Absolutely rabid. So next thing I know, he's playing in this international tournament. And I'm that embarrassing mother that runs down the sideline screaming. So, you know, I had to be in there. And I started watching this thing and I'm like, oh, this is so cool. And he had a talent for it. I'm like, yeah, that's cool. Keep him tired, you know, tire him out, run him around, you know, boys, 12-year-old boys. So when we moved back to Barbados, then he started playing with the under-19 squad. And he made the team. And because I was always down there at the garrison, because I run my own business, and practice was like at 4:30 in the evening. So when you get to the garrison at 4:30, you look at the traffic. It's like watching snails move. So I'm not going anywhere. So I'd be sitting there watching and learning more about rugby and like giving some of the boys a ride home afterwards or whatever, because I had a car and it didn't take anything out of me. And then there is, back it up a little bit. Barbados Rugby Football Union, mm-hmm. AKA Rugby Barbados for short. We are affiliated with Rugby Americas North. That's the regional governing body. The next step up now is the world governing body, which is World Rugby. So every year there is a regional tournament for the under-19s and for the seniors as well. And so they asked me to manage the boys under 19 team.
Wow.
And I'm very proud to say I brought them back all alive. Never mind one or two of them were really annoying, and I wanted to, you know, I was tempted to like hold them down in the pool until the bubbles stopped, but you can't do that. That's not, it's not right. It's not right. It's not right.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But we built bonds. I was the manager for several years. We went to Trinidad. We went to Cayman. We went to Mexico City. Wow. Talk about culture shock. That is a whole different way of life. You see the traffic policeman, and he's got one of these long rifles on his back. He's a traffic police. So I told the boys, I said, you see, when you're going out in groups of four. You are not doing any foolishness. These people do not play. But we had a great time. And as I said, most importantly, built bonds between myself and these young men. And so I am very happy with my assorted rugby nephews.
Good, good, good. Now, to my early point, you are a public relations officer of the Barbados Football Rugby Union.
Rugby Football Union.
I humbly apologize. Rugby Football Union.
Yes.
I have it all the way around. How long have you been in this role? And how would you explain it?
I've been in this role for a couple of years now. I've also served as the secretary. That was several years ago. There was a very special gentleman by the name of George Nicholson, who encouraged me to get involved with the administration side of things. Obviously, I'm not a rugby player. But so George encouraged me to get involved with the administration and just help things move.
Yep.
Yeah, help things move along, because we had the players. But, you know, with anything, you need management. So, and my professional life, I run a graphics and marketing company. So the PRO role came a second nature to me. That was no big deal. And I fell in love with the sport of rugby. It's, wow. You meet people from literally all around the world that I don't know how I would have met these people any other way.
Right.
You know, and you build linkages, you build connections, and it doesn't matter. In the rugby community, it doesn't matter if you're tall, short, black, white, purple, gay, straight, in between, whatever. It doesn't matter. You're seen as part of the community, and we're together.
Now, I want to ask you this question, though. What is the interest like among young Barbadians, both men and women, as it relates to becoming interested in the sport?
It's growing. We had a really good momentum going until COVID shut it down. Mm-hmm. Because obviously rugby is a full contact sport. So no, you had to stop.
Right.
But I would say up until that point, we had tournaments happening in the schools, because you got to start young. So we had primary school tournaments. We had which is touch rugby, not contact. We do not want 6, 7, even 10-year-olds charging into each other at full speed. That's asking for trouble. Mm-hmm. So there's a program part of Rugby Barbados called Get Into Rugby. And there are sessions down at the Garrison every Saturday. There are also training sessions at various schools and whatnot. So we're rebuilding, we're building back up. And there is going to be a secondary school tournament. Unfortunately, my dear friend,
George,
my brother George, passed away just over a year ago. That was
very tough, isn't it?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That hurt. That really hurt.
Yeah.
But on May the 3rd at the Garrison Savannah, we will be hosting the first annual George Nicholson Secondary Schools Touch Rugby Tournament.
Yeah.
So we've been able to establish that as a means of paying tribute to a very special person who was absolutely essential to the development of rugby. You know, he really went out of his way. When he passed away, he was actually at the head of Rugby America's North. So, yeah.
That's big. Now, I need your thoughts on this one.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guest last week, the most interesting woman, in my opinion. And one of the things she identified, she said education and involvement with sporting activities as being a paradigm shift there can be from young Barbadian men in particular,
mm-hmm.
who have this propensity to be involved in crime. What are your thoughts?
Okay, first of all, I would question the propensity to be involved in crime. I don't think any young man, anybody with two working brain cells, wakes up and says, oh, I think I'm going to be a criminal today. I mean, some might, but who knows? Mm-hmm. But what I've observed from my involvement in rugby, and just as a general observer of people, is that boys have a lot of energy. You got to find a way to put that energy to good use.
Right.
To put it into, and sports is a fantastic way to do that. The other thing too is that, judging by the statistics, I'm going by government statistics. I haven't done my own research, obviously, but you have a lot of single parent homes, and in many cases, there is no strong, positive male role model. Okay, and unfortunately, one of the things that, in my observation, we are too good at copying the negative side of like North American culture and all the gang thing and, you know, all this gangster and you gotta be a bad John and stuff. And I think if you are a young man and you're looking for some place to belong, if your family structure isn't the strongest, you know, single mom, she's working to try and keep bread on the table kind of thing. Lack of positive male role models. Oh boy, you're a walking target for,
yeah,
you know, the gangs.
So against that background, sports such as rugby could be that distraction, as it were.
It's Malcolm, a redirection.
No, hey, you were saying a part about with the problem with single parenting and etc. There have been single parenting for decades. I think one of the major problems, is children having children. Now, these guys that are 17 and 18 are having kids, and 19 and 20, and they're not home with them. They're on the block. So who's looking after them? The young 18 and 19-year-olds who don't have the experience.
May I also point out that in the 20th and 20th, well, certainly the latter part of the 20th century and the 21st century, we also have grannies that are still working. Now, my parents split up when I was very young. Mm-hmm. My granny helped look after me. She was not working. No, granny working. You see what I mean? There's a whole paradigm shift.
But granny doesn't necessarily mean, oh, we got grannies there.
No. But to be able to have someone to provide that structure, mm-hmm. okay, where the young men and women, you know, boys and girls, feel they belong. Somebody cares about me. Mm-hmm. And to have that someone who will, you know, either metaphorically or in real life, grab you by the scruff of your neck mm-hmm. when you're about to do something stupid and say, you ain't doing that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Maybe the kids nowadays don't have that. I don't know.
Look, it's a whole, mm-hmm. to your point, I mean, there's so many different scenarios and so many different, this is quite a polarized argument. Right. And because everyone sees it differently, and you know, no one has landed yet as to the reason or the real causation that we are here. But having said that, I want to move on very quickly. I want to talk about sponsorship.
Yes.
Now, the state of the economy has obviously been an impediment to most organizations, such as yours, with respect to receiving sponsorship from business houses in Barbados. How would you describe the challenges there have been in so doing?
Well, first of all, as you mentioned earlier, rugby doesn't have a very high profile. Mm-hmm. You know, Bajans are cricket mad. Okay?
Yeah.
So that is that, and that's cool, that's fine. But so if you don't know about the sport, you can't donate to it or sponsor. Invest. Thank you. Mm-hmm. That is the word. Because, okay, what's happened down at the Garrison Savannah, which is the historic home of rugby. We have been able to install lights, mm-hmm. which is fantastic. Now, back up a little bit. Rugby Barbados is one of the few regional unions that has its clubhouse on the pitch. Mm. Okay, we have a proper clubhouse that's also been updated. You know, you have the shower is kind of basic, but you have bathrooms. There's a bar. You know, you have a shaded area where people can sit and line, because rugby is a very social thing, social sport. So we have lights. We have an irrigation system. So this is something, this is a major improvement that the executive committee has been able to bring into place in the last couple of, well, I think last year, really. But the point is, this stuff takes money. Everything takes money, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't have a money tree in the backyard. I wish we did. Yeah. So we have to be able to pay our bills.
Yeah.
We have to be able to pay for kit. We have to be able to maintain the pitch. That takes money. You know, even things like post pads, which we got some pads to protect the players from the light, from running into the light posts. Yeah. And can I put in a plug here for one of our sponsors?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Okay, Sugar Bay and Bougainvillea.
Yeah.
Morgan Seal, thank you very much.
Yeah, good on you, good on you.
Okay, and you. So things like that, being able to do that, being able to resume hosting international tournaments. It's one thing to have the build-up with the schools. We're working on that real hard. That's going to be fantastic. I'm really happy to say that we are now receiving inquiries from teams overseas. To be able to asking, you know, can we come in 2026? We have, you know, an age grade team. We have this, we have that. What's it like? Fantastic.
Great. Now, Kathy, we're about approaching the twilight of our conversation. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to land on the meat of it all. And I wanted to, in so doing, I'd like to talk about the Tropical 7 tournament. Yeah, which is being held in Florida this week. Both men and women's team, mm-hmm. roster.
Now, that is fantastic because we actually have a West Indies, mm-hmm. team.
Yep.
It's a West Indies team, that. And we have a Bajan on that team.
Daniel Ramsey, congratulations to him. Yeah.
Right? He's one of my original rugby boys.
Yeah.
So shout out Danny Ram, big time, for making the team.
That's big, yeah.
Yes, and there are other, you know, there are people on that team from all over the Caribbean, and they're going to be facing other international teams. But what is wonderful about this is that it draws together the territories,
yeah.
because it might be difficult for Barbados or St. Vincent or somebody to pull together a top-level rugby sevens team for this level of international play.
I want to ask you real quick, though, what is the selection process for the team? And is there a central location in which the Caribbean team assembles in order to practice?
At this time, no. This is the first goings down. Mm-hmm. This is our first attempt. Mm-hmm. And I really do not have a lot of information about that. I'm sorry. I can talk to you about the local team because we have two upcoming test matches.
Yeah.
Barbados versus Guyana. That's here in Barbados at the historic Garrison Savannah. Mm-hmm. That is on Saturday, May the 17th. That's kickoff is 7 p.m. So the wonderful thing about lights, you don't have to be cooking in the sun to kick off at 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know? So that is that's the first match. And then Barbados will be going to Trinidad for Saturday, May the 31st. Mm-hmm. And that will be played at the Larry Gomes Stadium in Arima, Trinidad and Tobago. Mm. So for things like that, we need to pay the fare.
Yes.
We need to pay for accommodation. We need to pay for kit. Mm. You know, there's going to be like other staff that have to go. You have the management, the managers, the coaches. You have the medics. Mm. As I said, it's a full contact sport.
Yeah. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Now, Kathy, in the last minute that we have on in this conversation, what is your vision for the future of rugby in Barbados? A final question.
Oh, wow. What I want to see is ongoing school sports, school competitions, where rugby is a part of the PE sessions, mm-hmm. at every school in Barbados. Mm-hmm. Okay, every primary school, every secondary school.
And to your point, has there been conversation with the Ministry of Sports in this regard?
We're working on it. Working on it. We're in several schools at the moment.
Yes.
It boils down to funding. You know, anybody out there want to make a nice large donation, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. It's Rugby Barbados 246. Rugby Barbados 246. We are always out there. We're looking for sponsors. We need to pay our coaches. You can't expect people to go and work this hard and training
without remuneration.
Children in secondary and primary school, it's not sensible. It's not smart. It's not going to happen.
Thank you, Kathy, for coming aboard Flight of Classics this afternoon. Thank you so much. That was Kathy Daniel, known as Auntie Kathy. Auntie Kathy, Public Relations Office of the Barbados Football Rugby Football Union. Thank you, Kathy. We continue right now with the classics, on Flight to Classics. And, you know, men have been telling lies, and women as well, for a long, long time. Because this record was made in 1982. So suffice to say, men and women have been telling lies since 1972. And it perpetuates to 2025. Isn't that crazy? Tell me lies on the Beat 104. Here is Fleetwood Mac.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Classics International Airport. Local time is approximately 5 p.m. For your safety and comfort, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened until the captain turns off the fastened seatbelt sign. This will indicate that we have parked at the gate and that it is safe for you to move about. On behalf of the entire crew, I'd like to thank you for joining us on this trip, and we're looking forward to seeing you on board again in the near future. Have a nice day.
Sheraton Mall.